Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I fly helicopters.
I like turtles.
We've already been given some feedback.
Am I a party starter or what? Am I a party starter?
We got an email from Lori.
Woo!
Lori writes into us.
What?
The subject line is, you goobers.
Nice.
Oh, please, Lori.
All right.
She says, Giselle doesn't mean she wants to be appreciated. She means she wants to feel appreciation, like for all the crap they have in their life and bleep.
Oh, what they do?
Appreciation brings more.
Oh. Yeah,
just like when you're... Appreciation brings more, just like when your money appreciates.
That's
okay?
Nice. That's nice. Maybe, you know, she's on to something. Lori, thank you.
Go
I think
Pats.
I think you're right.
Lori. Go Pats, Lori.
I think Lori's right.
Good email, Lori.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Favorite food? Good pizza.
Good pizza.
Crap pizza, not one of my favorite foods. I'm on board with Giselle.
I'm with you on that.
I'm finding I agree with her more and more. I'm starting to come around on Giselle after listening to this so far.
I don't know.
Good pizza.
The Bruno Mars song, it's going to make me not
come
ever listen to that.
On me. All right, so let's... We left off with her favorite food. Now it's time for the least favorite.
What? My least favorite food, anything too spicy.
What? I thought she would be a spice girl. You would think she would like spicy food, right?
Based on what?
I don't know.
Brazil? Seems like it'd be spicy food.
Seems like it'd be like watching Anthony Bourdain or...
I don't know much about Brazilian food.
Me neither.
Or Andrew Zimmern when they go eat the world. It just seems like a lot of spices there.
Now, what did you eat for breakfast?
Green juice.
What's your favorite drink?
You know what? I'll have the blue juice today, please. Give my kid, he'll have the red. Hardy, will you have the green juice? What was your breakfast?
Green juice.
Oh, it was awesome. I had a cup of green juice.
All right, we're moving on.
Green juice.
What's your favorite drink?
Margarita.
Favorite dessert?
Anything chocolate.
Now, is it true that you're...
Oops, sorry, baby girl.
What?
What happened there?
What happens?
Raccoon get in the house?
Was it a dog?
Cat in the house. Cat in the house. I say, hey, kitty, kitty, here comes that kitty. Look at that cat.
Now, is it true that you're...
Oops, sorry, baby girl.
She's a dog.
No.
She has juicy bones.
Oh, it's a human. It's the daughter. Oh.
It's the baby.
Okay.
What did she say? She outed her on something. That's why she went, oh!
Count on me.
I love that song.
Yeah,
Bruno
too.
Mars. Now, is it true that you're...
Oops, sorry, baby girl.
She's a
dog. No.
She likes juicy bones.
What?
She likes
too much
juicy
food.
Bones.
Juicy sorry. Bones. Whoa. She likes juicy bone?
I know there's a lot going on here. So much going on. All right, I think we're almost done with this first segment.
How would you describe
would you like a latte?
Yeah, thank you.
What?
You like a latte? Is that what she said?
Would you like a latte?
Firing up the espresso machine? What's going on there?
She had one of those hand-pressed...
Talks very fast.
She's flying around.
I think she was offering up a beverage.
She's offering up some Brazilian marching powder. My God.
She said helicopter.
She did say helicopter.
I am helicopter.
Whew. All right, moving on.
She kept looking out the windows at the sky.
Stop it.
So that was all.
Karen, where's the Pittsburgh stuff? What do you mean he can eat your hat?
That's how she flushed it down the toilet. Go ahead.
Keep stirring the sauce.
So now we move on to the, there's one more question, and then I believe Tom himself makes an appearance here.
Of course he did.
What's your must-have beauty product?
Coconut oil. It's like, you can do, it's multi-use.
I agree to this. We have coconut oil at home. It is one of the most viscous oils. You put that thing on anything. You got a little sunburn. You need a little slippage. You need a, you come out of the shower, you're dry, you put the coconut oil on. It absorbs in your skin and it stays. It's not like, Yeah, like Ukraine. It's the closest thing to Ukraine.
Ukraine show ponies, where's the beef? What?
No, Ukraine, the white moisturizer, the big pump.
So you're saying that because of
coconut its... Coconut oil is fantastic.
Because of its slippery qualities, a variety of domestic uses.
Yeah, you need, like the door squeaking, you can put a little coconut oil in it.
Okay.
Hey, lovey.
Oh, my hubby's out there.
What did he say?
Hubby's out there. Hubby.
Give me him. Give me him.
I'm pretty sure he says, hey, lovey.
Give me him entering again.
Hey, lovey.
Is he talking to Giselle or the daughter?
I hope a pet. I hope a dog.
I hope not.
Or a guinea pig. Anything.
A pink rabbit.
Other than a human
rabbit.
Person.
A pink rabbit?
Oh, my hubby's out there.
Is that Mr. Tom Brady in the backyard?
Oh, this thing, you know what this sounds like?
Oh,
so,
no.
Old movie guy, you're with me. Mommy Dearest? When they're sitting there and they're doing the interview and it's all so fake and phony, it's like, and what Christmas special would be complete without a reading of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas?
And here he is sitting there and he's smoking a long cigarette. She's coming in with a pot of coffee on a platter.
Oh, is that Mr. Tom Brady out there?
Hello there.
Hello, fans around the world. We're now in the beautiful home of Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen. Is that Mr. Tom? Oh, is that the quarterback himself?
Is that Mr. Tom Brady in the backyard?
Champ, champ.
Oh, my God.
To all the folks around the world and all the men and women and ships at sea.
Do you want to say hi?
Yeah, can I say hi to Tom Brady?
Yeah, sure.
I bet he does.
How about Tom?
He'd like to
say
hi.
How about Tom?
What's one thing people don't know about Tom Brady?
He doesn't like being barefoot.
Well, this must be a bone of contention in their marriage because we know what Giselle enjoys.
She loves bare feet in the village.
Bare feet.
In the wet earth.
Him, not so much.
Right? I got to say, I'm coming around.
That's why you had the shoes
this
on.
This is why he's got shoes on.
That's why you had the
house.
Shoes on. It's
Chopra,
all time.
Chopra and crew, you take shoes off. Brady leaves shoes on.
I grew up in a small village in the south of Brazil. I was always bare feet.
He doesn't like being barefoot.
She also
Neither
says barefoot
I.
now.
I got something in common with Tom. Don't do barefoot.
Ever?
Even in the house. Socks. Oh.
It's weird.
Zoe's barefoot right now.
Yeah, Zoe never puts anything on his feet.
His disgusting, smelly,
put
dirty
those
feet.
Bare away. Feet, the moisture Jeez. Of the rug.
Wet earth.
The wet hallway.
More. Continue.
Hi, lovey.
Hey, Tom.
And you too.
No, I'm a girl. Are you kidding?
Mm. All right, where are you guys going on vacation?
Costa Rica.
Yeah! Yeah! Yes!
Check one out for the guys! We're going to Dude Ranch! You're gonna ride horses! We're gonna
Where are you guys going on vacation?
Costa Rica.
Wow, that is awesome! Yeah, they're really on the same page over there!
Wrong answer, Tommy.
Oh.
Can we talk about that later?
Yeah.
I gotta sort that out.
Te amo.
Bye.
Good see you later, Tom Brady. All right.
Bye, Tom Brady.
Bye, Tom Brady.
Hey, I'm never gonna call you anything but Tom Brady.
Is it me? Or is Mr. Interviewer Man a little more excited to see Tommy Brady than Mrs. Giselle Bundchen?
Goodbye, Tom Brady, and there he goes.
Hey, see ya, Tommy.
Off to practice his skills on the gridiron.
Bye, Tom Brady.
Now, Mrs. Brady, excuse me, Ms. Bundchen, back to you.
What's something that you'd be proud to say you taught him?
Oh, man. let me count the ways.
To recycle.
What's something that he taught you?
Because he
was a plastic straw guy.
Well, that is a learned behavior. You stick, for instance, you know, my kids from the age of 3, that big blue bin in front of them, they don't know. You know, what do I do with this? Do I use it as a little mini toy car?
Yeah.
Do I try and put it on my head? No, that's where the recycling goes. That has to be taught.
Brady is she's telling you Brady was a one big bad guy. He was Jim Murray.
He was Jim Murray.
Now he's Jim Murray.
All right.
How to say no. Tell me I'm
on.
But not to him, right?
Yeah, right. Huh? What's an emoji that best encapsulates who he is?
The one with the sunglasses, like cool and collected, you know?
What's the most romantic thing that Tom's ever done for you?
When he proposed to me, he made up this whole story how my apartment was flooding. And I ran over there to try to fix the situation. When I got there, the whole apartment had
burned down. He burned down my apartment and said, now you got to move in with me and we might as well get married.
Better not say it was full of red roses from top to bottom.
We're about to find out.
It's like it wasn't already in a movie.
We're about to find out.
Candles and rose petals everywhere.
But he saw Hitch too. mean, really?
And then he went down on his knees to propose. And I'm like, get up! Because he just had surgery and had three staph infections.
Leg. The bad leg and the infections. Give me it again.
He dipped his head down very fast. I said, no, he had just gotten over a concussion. Oh, excuse me.
I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I got to go on my knees. I'm like, no, 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 get up, please. So, and here we are.
So he proposed and here we he are. Had the infected knee, and it was all swollen and smelly.
Is she the reason why that infection was such a problem? Did he have to bend down and hurt his knee? He had a lot of issues with that.
What was she planning on doing when she got back to the flooded apartment to resolve the situation?
Did she have people?
Did she have a pipe wrench with her?
Maybe she had maybe she had some Flex Seal.
Maybe she had a mop Flex Seal. Yep, squirt that thing on anything. They get Flex Tape.
Stop
if you
that.
Now.
You can put it on something wet while it's leaking.
He doesn't like being barefoot.
No, I'm with
your feet.
You want to wait on the last one?
What's the last one?
No, I mean like we've got a, like a whole other.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh man, where's Let's not go. Done? How much of this is there?
All right, we'll do that on the other
73
side.
Questions. We've whittled it down to like 2 minutes, but it's taken us 15 to get through the
finale.
First minute and a half.
The grand finale of Giselle with Vogue next.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What is their problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, where are you guys going on vacation?
Costa Rica.
Montana.
Oh. Can we talk about that later?
Yeah.
I got to sort that out.
Te amo.
Bye.
Good see you later. Tom Brady.
Giselle Bundchen did an interview with Vogue. 73 questions they did in the interview, all in the form of a YouTube video. Tom Brady made an appearance, and now we're bringing it home, Hardy. Time to wrap this thing up.
All right, well, there are no more questions, but the interviewer has a request as they're getting ready to wrap things up, so we're going to listen to the request and everything that takes place with
okay.
it. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, I was wondering if you could take this guitar that I see right next to you.
Sure.
Sing me a song as I see my way out.
Mr. Ron Burgundy, okay. Would you honor us with
there
some jazz flute?
Yeah.
There just happened to be a guitar there.
Wow, look how that guitar
placed.
Was put there.
This
and
is
she's like, oh my God, there's the guitar.
Old-timiest of interviews. I can't. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, so fake.
All right,
let's
see this.
Let's do it, Giselle.
What are they going to do?
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Hold on, time out.
So the interviewer
who's the other person
singing?
Singing
with her? The interviewer.
Why is he 5 octaves higher?
Well, he's doing a counter melody.
He's in a falsetto.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you. For stopping by! Oh, I got it!
The most horrible thing I've ever heard.
I don't want to ever hear that again.
Hold on. Zoe, you got a pretty good ear.
Yeah.
This first chord sounds like the Kinks' Lola. I don't have perfect pitch, but just
I was thinking, dun,
listen. Listen,
dun,
just this.
It's the, but the,
Jim, do you have
the
Kinks' Lola?
The Chris Berman.
Can you, I just,
walks like a woman and goes like a man.
I don't know what the chord is, but if I were forced to guess.
It's just strumming all the strings
on the guitar. No, I'm saying it's the, it's not.
Boom!
Well, she probably does. She probably uses open tuning, just one finger up and down the fretboard. But that sounds like the same chord that begins the Kinks' Lola. Jim, hold on. I'm going to play this one first.
Oh,
it's really close. Maybe just. I mean,
the second part.
It is. It is. I mean, they're slightly. It's a little pitchy there, dog.
Kurt
but it's
Cobain.
The same chord.
It's Kurt Cobainish.
I might have perfect
it's depressing.
Pitch. I might after all these years. I didn't even know.
I'm gonna get you a pitch pipe for your birthday. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Sounds like when John Belushi was playing a guitar on the stairs in Animal House. Remember, I gave the guy
my
was
love,
I gave my love a
cherry. That had no stem.
Oh, Stone.
Stone.
Can we start playing this as our walk-off music at the end of the show? What
no.
are we using now?
No.
Stone Temple Pilots?
No.
We've been using SDP for years. And then we can sing along to it.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you
for stopping by.
For stopping by!
Yeah! Stopping by.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
So I layered them. You want to hear them together?
Yeah.
That's it. It's the same chord.
Same chord.
It's called strumming all the strings.
I've done something with my day. I don't know about you jokers. I figured that out.
Can we please get the old Giselle singing again? That's a much better song than
much
this.
Better.
He doesn't like being barefoot.
No, not that.
I take him back to run through the village.
Count on me.
I love that song. The power of teleportation.
Right. See, I can picture myself on a beach. Feet in the sand. Sit back. I get a little drink with an umbrella straw. And a pool boy feed me grapes. There you go. Cheese and grapes.
All right, where are you guys going on vacation?
Joe fantasized about a pool boy feeding him grapes. That's a new one.
You're talking about
no, I don't. I don't know what you're talking
server.
About.
Server in white pants and a shirt. White shirt.
Feeding you the grapes.
Hey, need another drink? Yep. Set them up.
That's called a bartender.
Well, that's no. They come.
That's
to
called
your,
a waiter.
They come to your cabana. See, this makes you feel like you're in a nice place.
Nice place without a lot of kids running around.
Right. Is it true that you're?
Oops, sorry, baby girl.
Let's get to a call on this.
No.
Juicy bones.
What?
Juicy bones.
He loves them juicy bones. Stephen Carver on Giselle. Steve.
Hey, that second voice in the song is actually Tom Brady saying that to Bill Belichick in OTA saying goodbye.
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 Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 See, this is what happens when you put it on tape. You do these things, you do videos, you put it out there, people can play it, people can nitpick it. Maybe she just wants to be a little more appreciated. Appreciate not singing that song again. That goodbye one.
What is the one word that you live by?
Appreciation.
A pretty ocean.
No, that's
she said appreciation.
That's not necessary.
As in, she appreciates all that she has.
Yeah. She should. She has a lot.
That's a lot. Not a coincidence, that word that she used. It's not a coincidence.
Yeah, I don't really feel that it is a coincidence.
But I think Lori, the emailer, was right. She appreciates the things in her life.
Why couldn't she have shot this when Tommy was working out?
All right, where are you guys going on vacation?
Costa Rica.
Oh, well, because they're
on the same
place.
Email from Frank the Tank. I love you guys so much. I look forward to your show every single day. It keeps me sane and it stops me from killing people in public. But now I feel less than a man for having listened to this Giselle bunch of crap.
Goodbye.
She demanded him.
He writes, she has absolutely ruined him, hasn't she?
Sounds like we lost a listener.
Oh, no, he's still listening.
He was a one bad guy prior to her. One bag. Everybody knows the rules.
One bag. What do you mean? For
one
travel?
Bag. No, one bag. Put everything in one bag. Throw it out.
Oh, one bag. Trash guy.
Yeah, Jim Murray.
And now he recycles?
He used to shoot stick in the rack, you know, by himself when the rack was still there. Hanging out, just chugging beers with his linemen. I'll chug you. I didn't spill a drop.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
You blame her for that?
Don't fool me, you straw. I know your ruse.
Like, I think it's easy to blame her. Oh, he's different. He's changed. It's her.
Well, he doesn't even talk to
me. He got what he wanted. This is who he wanted to be.
You fool me, you
The Vogue interviews, and the random Vogue interviewer.
Screw that. Look at the stats on the field. Pre-Giselle and post-Giselle.
Oh, yeah. It's better post.
He's better.
It's not even close.
Better quarterback post-Giselle.
Keep her around.
Why do you think he's still playing? Why do you think he's talking about can't wait to get to Montana? Get back to work.
This is his life. Right? Yeah. We just listen to his life.
He's like this. Like, where are you going on vacation? Montana.
And you want
Montana? Can't wait.
You wonder why he chooses to drive
Boys
an hour.
Weekend. Woo!
You want? Yeah,
Montana.
Tell me, why don't you work out in our home gym? Why would same thing? No, I'm going to drive to the stadium and work out with Alex.
See, there. I don't hear
I'll
that.
I'll be back at 5.
But I don't hear that at all. I mean, it's like, why would he want to go to Montana? He's when he obviously enjoys being at home, and the only thing at home is.
Where's that big guy?
What's wrong?
Can we talk about it later?
Talking about it later.
Yeah, you won't.
He's like, what's there to talk about? I'm going to Montana.
We will talk about this later.
Not much to talk about, sweetie.
Costa Rica.
Oh.
Can we talk about it later?
It's all set up. The whole thing. The whole thing is one big setup.
It is.
That was the only genuine part of that whole interview.
I don't think so.
I think that was a setup.
I think that was a setup too.
No chance.
Hey, I'm Team Brady.
They're probably going on multiple vacations. But what's the one that's in the top of his mind? The boys' vacations on the top of his mind.
They're going on multiple vacations till he gets a new contract, Jim. So
this is the whole.
Can't afford that.
They can't afford all those vacations.
You can't fool me. Really? I mean, the only video we get is him arguing with a. Paper straw,
Costa Rica,
and then
throwing Montana off a
yacht in Monaco.
I love that though.
In a see-through shirt,
he's in his backyard the size of a golf course, which is on a golf course. And then he's like, "I get no space here to do my work.
Can't do nothing.
I gotta go to the other side of the country."
I mean, in order
with
to
the
get,
boys,
yeah, you want
there's no cell service
playing with the boys.
It's impossible if you want to be in Costa Rica and Montana at the same time.
Russia.
If you want to be in both vacations at once, you would need like
the power. Of teleportation.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only way to pull that off.
Rich in North Attleboro. Rich.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Two things. Any guy that says that they wouldn't be doing what Tommy's doing is full of the proverbial whatever.
Agreed. Correct.
If you had a wife like that, you'd be doing whatever she wanted. And two, what they do in front of a camera and what they do not in front of a camera is two completely different things. I've actually seen them. Not with the media around when it's just in a personal setting, and they act completely different. It's not even the same. Like he yells at her, and it's actually pretty funny to be honest with you. And I know Zoe's seen it, being over at the stadium and everything like that after a game. So it's a completely different setting.
Okay.
No, no, and no.
I think she does the yelling.
You do the exact same thing, like Brad Pitt, who was with Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie, and walked away. No. Can only take so much.
He's Brad Pitt, though. You can go.
The hell's Brad Pitt?
Tom Brady's not Brad Pitt?
No, he is. You're right. You got a point there.
I'm with Zoe. Is this who he wants to be?
That is who he wants to be.
They're happy.
Hey,
what are you? I'm not going to begrudge them anything.
Whatever floats your boat, bro. That's the way I look at it. That's my motto.
I've seen them together, and no one was yelling at each other.
Float that boat.
I've seen them.
She's been very nice to me.
I've seen them in private.
She's been very nice to me when I've seen her.
Goodbye.
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 Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
Hardy has our headlines. Today's takeaways are at 150.
For stopping by.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox continue their road trip tonight. They are in Seattle to take on the Mariners. It'll be David Price to the mound for the 10-10 Boston start time. Yesterday it was Chris Sale, ended up going 6-plus innings. He was ejected, but it was after Alex Cora had already taken him out of the game, so that's all right. And Sox 5-1 win to complete the sweep of the Orioles in Baltimore. Leaderboard at the U.S. Open. Looking like it's a little difficult out there for many of the players here in the opening round of this major championship. Your leaders are tied at 1-under par. Scott Piercy, Ian Poulter, Todd Potter, and Sergio Garcia. He just birdied the first hole, though, just getting underway here in the first round. Other players not so lucky today, including Bryson DeChambeau, 6-over par. 7 over par for both Phil Mickelson and Bubba Watson. Jordan Spieth turning in a 9 over par in his opening round. Excuse me, he got it to 8 before he finished up. Also, World Cup began today. Russia beat Saudi Arabia 5-0 in the opening match of the World Cup. Headlines are brought to you by Ron Bouchard's Auto Stores. Receive a $25 gift card just for taking a test drive. Shop now at RonBouchardsAutostores.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right. Where are you guys going on vacation?
Costa Rica.
Montana.
Oh. Can we talk about that later?
There it is. Big Patriots news, Uzzo. Devlin getting a new contract.
I thought he just got one.
2-year deal.
Wow, 2 years just went that quick, huh? Meathead. Good for him. Good kid.
What does that tell you?
Thought he was going to run the ball.
There's business being done in Foxborough at the Sound.
Mm.
Contracts being signed.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one. A lot of parameters across that one.
I mean, a lot of teams looking for a fullback.
How many fullbacks left in the league? 2? Here in Baltimore? I think Baltimore's got the only other one. Yeah.
So Patrick Chung got a new contract this offseason.
Yeah, it was tomorrow.
James Devlin got one.
Nate Ebner.
Didn't he already get one?
Brandon Bolden this year.
Nate Ebner already got one.
We got Bolden, Ebner.
Ebner already got one.
That's right. Yeah. Jonathan Jones.
Yeah, get excited.
Yes.
Those are the guys.
Slater, Brandon King.
Slater. All these guys.
Not Jonathan Jones. That's right, Jay.
Again, these guys that people somehow believe are the reason why. Hey, one thing I did want to get to.
The reason why what?
The reason why they're so good, because they signed back Brandon King.
People don't believe that. People think it's a good thing that they can have these guys on the roster.
There are people that believe that they're a big part of the success.
They are.
Okay, that's a different thing than saying the reason why.
A big part of the success, and I just, give me a break. What would they be without Nate Ebner? What would they be without Brandon King or Brandon Bolden? God. Overrating the bottom of the roster. Did you see the lawsuit at Fenway that the woman lost yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, wait, she lost that?
She didn't win.
I thought she got awarded that 2 days ago.
No, the jury came back yesterday with their decision. She
lost. $9.5 million.
She was suing for $9.5 million. You know what I would like to know?
Yeah.
Does that factor into the jury's decision?
You mean the amount?
Like, they just find her completely ridiculous based on that amount?
What if I was on the jury?
I don't know what the jury's allowed to know or factor in or if... You know, it's been in the news every day that she's suing for $9.5 million. If I were on that jury and knew that, would that not factor into your decision on that?
Shouldn't.
$9.5 million.
I mean, there are people get awarded more for spilling coffee on your lap. I mean, this lady go back and watch the video and listen to the screaming as she's getting carried out on a stretcher like 10 to 15 minutes after she got hit.
And listen, maybe I'm an idiot, and I don't know anything about anything.
I mean,
but when I heard that number, I'm like, that dollar figure, I'm like, $9.5 million.
I thought it was a lot, too, but, I mean, people get sued left and right for stuff, man, for millions. Neurological damage. She lost feeling in her face. I mean, she was laid up pretty good.
I don't know. I'm just saying that's a large dollar amount.
It's a big number.
Like
I'm with you. I mean, it's a big number.
I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, okay, that seems reasonable. Here we go. Like 9.5? You need 9.
Yeah, how'd you come to 9.5?
How'd you arrive at that number? Like, what? That's a large number.
Let's call Barry Feinstein.
Maybe.
You've been hit by a pitch.
Maybe I'm an idiot.
Right. You've been hurt.
Is that
work.
The kind of money that's involved in getting smashed in the face by a foul ball? As I told you many years ago, Hardy, if I were to get smashed in the face by a foul ball, sitting in those seats close at Fenway Park, pre-netting, I would not sue. I would not sue them. Would not do it.
Well, that is very big of you.
But now the nets are up. So get hammered down there. You don't have to worry about getting hit in the face with a foul ball.
Don't you worry about it.
Greg and Weymouth, what do you know about this lawsuit? Greg!
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, that's you.
All right, so I was on a grand jury. It was a injury case, and they basically give you what they want, and then you go into the deliberation room, and you decide if that number is ridiculous or how you break it down as far as how ridiculous it could be, and you can add and subtract based upon emotional grievance. Did they lose money during the time period? They're going to have to get, you know, reconstructive surgery, all that junk.
So basically, the jury could have said, we agree with you, but you're not getting $9.5 million.
Yeah, you could make the number of $1 million. We gave $75,000, for example, and people in the crowd and the guy, they were just exacerbated because he asked for far more.
Wow. 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 The jury has a lot of swing in those deals. A lot of yank.
Huh. Good to know. Good to know. I'm surprised that she didn't get anything at all. She did get smashed in the face with a foul ball. I mean, would you expect it up there? Would you have an expectation of getting drilled in the face with a foul ball up there?
Where?
She was up in the club.
No, would not.
Right? Like, yeah. I don't know that I would have that expectation.
I thought she was down.
No,
the box.
She wasn't. She was not.
Really?
She was up top.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And that's why she's pissed.
I can
see. I think you're thinking of a different one.
Yeah, that's a different case. You're thinking of somebody else.
Just recently, the woman that got carried out on a stretcher.
No, no, this one's different. This is
a bat.
Else. This is someone else. This is someone who got hit with a foul ball.
Oh, okay.
With a baseball.
Well, my God, if this one's at 9.5, that poor woman that got carried out with the bat.
What's she going to ask
with
for?
With the shards. She's in the 20s or 30s. Huh. Seriously. I couldn't. I had to click off the video when it came out of the screams. And this was like, you know, it was noted, like it was 10 to 15 minutes after she was hit. They had to stabilize. I mean, it was, oh, man.
Vinny and
Can't
Haver.
Can't even watch it. Can't
Vinny.
Even watch it.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Hi, Vin.
So I a couple of years ago, sat on a jury for a medical malpractice case in at Woburn Court. And I remember in the deliberation room, we weren't given any monetary amount. I think if we found the person liable, then it would have come to that. So I'm surprised. I mean, I guess it works differently, but I'm surprised that the dollar amount was even in play. I think it should have just been decided, was the Red Sox liable? And then from there, then, okay, if it's yes or no, then you discuss money.
That's probably, I mean, that may have been how it went. I have no idea. That's why I ask. I ask if they knew or not. Do they get to know? Like, yeah, they're guilty. And it's $9.5 million.
Hmm.
That's all I wondered. But she lost. She didn't win. She did not win. Lost the case against the Red Sox.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Today's takeaways are coming your way next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Time now for the Wake and 180 Weight Loss Takeaway of the Day. Take away your excess weight for life. The Wake and 180 Weight Loss, official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Check it all out at awaken180weightloss.com. I'm going first today. No, you're not. You know what? I'll say mine for last. Mine's pretty good.
Oh, okay.
I'll go first.
Mine's pretty good. What do you got there, Toots?
I have Hardee, so.
Yeah.
What's Hardee? Tell me.
I just want to revisit our favorite Giselle clips. There's only a few of them from the Vogue 73 question YouTube.
Good pizza.
YouTube
it's like
interview.
10 questions with Wiggy. 73 questions with Giselle.
Now, if you had a superpower, what would it be? Oh
my God. The power of teleportation.
And I think it's
Hey Giselle, would you want to fight one duck-sized horse?
What's your go-to karaoke song?
You can count on me.
No, it's not. Nobody's ever said that.
Horse-sized duck.
She's got to be, like, seriously.
Horses.
Go-to karaoke song. It takes everything off the map. It's like your favorite. I want to get in there and I want to get the mic.
Folsom Prison Blues.
Yeah, I'm cranking.
Oh, thank you. And what's one talent that you wish you had?
To shake my hips like Shakira.
Maybe. I wish I could do that.
She brushes her teeth without any... oh, no, that's Kesha with Jack.
Anything chocolate.
Now, is it true that you're...
Oops, sorry, baby girl.
She's
adorable.
I know.
She likes juicy bones.
Do you know what this is?
She likes too much juicy bones. Sorry.
Okay. How would you describe
it? Like
yeah, thank you.
You know what I just realized?
Chaotic.
This is like Facebook for rich people. You know, you always want to give your best version of yourself and your family on Facebook, but rich people don't really do that. So they instead invite Vogue magazine to their house and have 73 questions in a YouTube video where they portray the perfect life.
He doesn't like being barefoot.
That's something that would go on Facebook.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
That's what it is. It's Facebook. Yeah. This is Facebook for the uber rich.
And you get Charlie Sprite to come in and interview.
Costa Rica.
Montana. Get me the hell out of here. I'm going to Montana. Montana is my vacation.
Excellent.
Whatever
stuff
we do in Costa Rica, I don't call that a vacation, lady.
I feel closer to both of them. I, too, do not like going bare feet.
It's like your Facebook friends now. That's
yep.
What it is.
And like Giselle, my favorite food, pizza.
This feels like it was 3 days ago, but it was really about 3.5 hours ago. It was Hardy talking about Denver sports radio because I'm starting to worry that we're sounding like everybody else, like the idiots in D.C.
Not really.
Like Michael Wilbon on LeBron.
Well, yes and
or,
no.
Or the people in Denver who think there's a 35 to 40% chance he goes to the Nuggets.
Same topics, just much different presentation.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that, too. 309-33, who you give up if you get a LeBron.
Wait, I'll talk about that, too.
309-33.
Yep.
Well, actually, you'll just send us a random hateful message, and I'll respond to it and obsess over it. That's what certain hosts do. Love the text
781, idiot.
Looking for constant feedback, positive or negative. It fills some empty place in my soul. I can't quite explain it, but I love the text. I love reading the hateful ones, the positive ones, and I'll argue with somebody who texts in at 309-33, and you just do it in your... And
is that the altitude?
It's not good for me.
I know it's
5,280 feet there, Scott. It's mile high. We're mile high at 309-33. Go ahead and tell me I'm wrong about that, too.
That is...
And I'll argue with you. It'll help just filling up the hours. I'm just marking the days off the calendar until I die. That's all I'm doing. 309-33.
Oh, he's gonna look at Denver.
He's gonna look at Denver. That's our boy kids, the former 5'5" point guard who sounds exactly like you'd expect him to sound.
Right. Anybody ever tell you look like Muggsy Bogues? Anybody ever tell you that? 309-33 if you think he looks like Muggsy Bogues.
309-33. We have since received screenshots of people here in Boston who have sent texts to 309-33.
LeBron bought his daughter's ski boots. He's going to Denver. Mark it down.
They've been sending tips to the radio station in Denver all day about what they've heard. The rumors on LeBron.
LeBron's wife enrolled in the Denver area Planet Fitness changed her membership over.
They got they just signed up for 5 annual passes to the Denver Nature and Science Museum.
Yeah.
So therefore, they're going to the Nuggets.
Yeah, we'll talk about that too. 309-33.
The 617 just said, bah, bah, bah. Shut up. Will you just do your flipping show and stop looking at the 617? What? Who is 617? Who is 508? Who is that?
Who are you doing?
Who the hell that is?
Text
who is
that line.
Who is you that can figure it out. You can figure it out.
I should do shows with people you know who that read is. The text line.
God, stop. Stop doing that. They're not worth it. A call is one thing. That's a person with a voice that you can hear.
I'm going to work for 508.
Well, sometimes you realize you don't have enough content on your own. You just take it off text line 309-33. Just go ahead and read some of these
stop
right here.
Doing that.
A couple more minutes,
especially
we'll be to another
in this
break.
Market. We have
couple more days,
callers.
I'll be to the weekend. Couple more months, I'll be that much closer to retirement and hopefully death. 309-33.
309-33.
Get me off this. Someone get me off this crazy
the
planet.
The best move this station ever made was killing its text line.
Thank God.
It's dead.
Dead.
Kill it. Yes.
All right. Start a show talking a little bit about traffic in Boston. Report that, bumper-to-bumper traffic, Boston ranks number one in the country. And we had a lot of suggestions how we could solve the traffic problem. None better than the one and only Jermaine from East Boston calling in today. Probably once he got off air. It's something that we need to sort of get used to, guys, because when we move to the other building, we're probably going to see him a lot. So here's Jermaine.
Jermaine in East Boston. Jermaine has a thought on the traffic.
Boy. Oh, boy. Yo!
Jermaine!
Sup, though?
What's up, Wiggy?
So listen, I heard you guys talking about the traffic thing. I'm stuck in traffic myself. I got a great idea. You know how people spend money to get custom license plates?
Yes.
I got an idea. You probably spend $10,000 or $20,000 a year. You can get whippers in your car. And if you don't know what whippers are, that's police lights in a.
What do you mean, like a whippet?
So there's an annual fee to use the whippers?
Yep, you get, and they'll install police lights and police siren in your car. And now you have the capability when you're stuck in traffic, throw the lights on, and boom, jump in the breakdown lane or wherever you need to do.
Nice.
And now you don't have to worry about being in traffic no more. Sup, boom!
Annual fee whippers.
Like I said before, his 50.4-point field goal has more feasibility than selling police lights randomly people in the general public.
There should be some sort of pay system, though, to use, like, the left two lanes.
They had it in Houston.
And was it good? I thought it was great.
No, I don't even know if we paid for it.
The toll lane. That thing was awesome.
If you used the left two lanes, you had to pay a toll. If you used the rest of the lanes, you didn't have to pay the toll. I would pay that toll consistently. They have it in D.C. Yep. too, Jim Murray is telling me.
D.C. bad traffic.
Yes.
And eliminate bikes.
We all have Easy Pass and pay by plate now. Let's do that.
All right.
You want to use the left two lanes on 93? It's $5 each way. No, problem. $7.50. What is it? Surge pricing? Like an Uber? Price out the scum. I like his thought. I like his thought on that. Let's price out the scum.
Right.
And if you get caught doing less than 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, you go to jail.
We're switching up the end of the show.
Why don't they sell those dummies?
Thank you.
Why don't they sell those dummies that you could put in your car and dress up, and then you could go in the HOV lane?
Goodbye.
Thank you for stopping by.